B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What makes this year different than?
What keeps this team this year kind of the feeling we have different than maybe the last couple of years?
I'm not sure. This is a, you know, unique team. You know, it's not going to be the same next year. Just going to have to make the best of it.
It'll be a good game. They're a good team. And we played them earlier this year. You know, I know, you know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games. So we'll see.
What's up, Zo?
Big day.
Why is it a big day?
Big day.
I heard Rich say that this was some sort of very special Zolak and Bertrand show.
I always call Jim depressed on a Tuesday because usually it's Jim's worst commute day of the week. Jim comes from south of New Providence. He's way down there. Yeah. That bad town down there.
So what's the problem?
Shoots up here and he goes, jackpot day for you. Hardy's kid sick. Well, we don't like that. I hope Calvin feels better, but that means Hardy won't be in today. We had a new headline guy, a guy that actually fired Ryan Johnson at one time.
Oh, that's right. We saw that tweet last week. We're opening with that.
Mike O'Brien, right?
Might yes. as well.
I like that, Mike. What's up, Mike? Mike on the mic.
Indeed. Look, how you doing?
You said indeed. Oh, long 4 hours for you, pal.
Can't wait.
So, yeah, we got a new guy in with us, and we have a new intern. Put him on TV. NBC.
Put him on.
There he is.
Yep. Oh.
He
looked right at the camera.
There you go.
All right.
We will rename him at 11.
You've got a name for him already.
I already got
guys.
It. Already done.
So that's what the big day is
here? He's got his own song and everything. We're going to bring it right in at the top of the 11
He's got a song
hour.
Already?
Oh, yeah.
Who did that?
Jim and I.
Okay.
So we'll figure all that stuff out at 11, but we're ready to go. It's a Tuesday of AFC Championship Week.
Okay.
Still can't believe we're saying that. You know, sort of. I don't want to say pinch. You know, sort of pinch you. But yeah, pinch me, pinch you.
No, I don't want to be pinched.
I mean, 6 weeks ago, did you even think this was? You had a shot at it.
A shot? Yes. Well, did I think it was likely? No.
You knew you had a shot at it.
I didn't feel great about things.
Right. You didn't feel great about it during that 2-game slide. Miami and Pittsburgh. Those were bad times. Those were really bad times. You know, and it's a shame that you know you make one tackle and we're hosting. Or they're hosting.
I'm trying to let go of that this week.
Well, I know.
I'm doing my best. So Brady, last Friday, had that answer about, you know, the question was about what's different with this team versus other years.
Yeah.
And he went on to the, well, you know, this team is unique and different from last year's, and it will be different next year, and we just got to make the best of it.
Right.
And it was sort of, well, here's what we got. We'll see what happens.
He knew it then.
What do you think he knew?
I think you knew we're good. Like, based on the comments after the game immediately, like, we've been hearing it. Trey Flowers, just give us a ball, give us a field. Like, where'd that one come from? Trey Flowers now is talking about it? Tweets that out yesterday.
So,
like, wow.
To go back to what Brady's talking about, on Friday, it seemed like he was a guy who was, you know, older,
yeah,
wiser,
right,
had gained some perspective over the years.
Edelman, we'll be the bad guy. You want a bad guy? We'll be the bad guy.
It's sort of like these Cody Parkey comments we've seen over the last week, you know?
Yeah.
Football is what I do. Football is not who I am.
Right. It doesn't define me.
Right, those types of things.
But it just seems like in a matter of 1 week, football completely defines Tom Brady, and I'm okay with that.
But it went from what he was Friday,
yeah,
which was rather casual, and sort of downplaying it. You're just saying, well, we'll see what happens. Try and make the best of it.
You know the REO Speedwagon song?
To what you got on Sunday, which was him after the game being really out there with it right away on the on-field interview, saying, oh, everyone thinks we suck and can't win a game, to post-game at the podium saying, I'd just like to win.
Right. Friday was like REO Speedwagon.
What does that
keep
mean?
Keep on loving you. Just you're like a snake in the grass, all coiled up and hissing, just sitting there and sort of the setup. You like throw the bait out there. Told you there was an air of confidence about this team last week. Started last Monday. Like it's almost like they wanted the Chargers. It's almost like they needed that to prove like, hey, we could beat a good team and we could beat them soundly, which they did, to get them going. And now all of a sudden you got weather issues in Kansas City, which I think is a massive equalizer. You take a fast-flying team like that. You take a quarterback that's young, second year, throws 90-mile-an-hour fastballs, really has no touch on anything. You get deflections. You get interceptions. Stuff happens. You know, look at Nick Foles and Alshon Jeffrey. Deflection. I could see that happening Sunday. Next thing you know, here you go. You're off and running. Start fast. You know, the field is heated out there. The field is, it won't drop below 32 degrees, but whatever precipitation there is, whether it's ice, snow from this week, and the cold temperatures, it's going to slow them down. You're not a fast-flying team. You're not a finesse team. I hear this, too. Like, well, don't forget, you went to Denver a couple years ago, got your ass kicked out. Yeah, we did. They got their ass blown out in Denver.
Will you slow down?
You didn't have a running game.
Will you slow down?
I'm excited.
Will you just slow the hell down? My God.
Yeah.
Relax.
Okay. It's good. A couple cups, we're good.
Jim just said it's 10:05 on Tuesday.
Good stuff today.
So I was blowing out the whole week in the one segment.
It's good.
3 hours, three shows plus 3.5 hours.
He got me all excited with the new people in.
And 52 minutes to go here.
Yeah.
Brady.
I do this before.
Brady's mindset.
8 hours. Right.
What do you think of Brady's mindset? Where do you think he is? You loving this?
Yeah.
You loving that he's pissed off?
Yes.
You loving that the antenna is up? Because it clearly is. And whatever he was doing Friday, I think we got the real Brady on Sunday. What a relief that is.
Yes.
That's a relief. I feel better about where he is.
It's an edge.
I thought he had lost the edge on Friday.
It's
I'm
an
like,
edge.
Oh, damn it.
Like, oh, you know.
Yeah. It doesn't mean he's going to suck. It doesn't mean he's not going to go out and try and win. But where's he at mentally? He might not be in the best of places. And then Sunday, I see him get all pissed off. And after the game saying, everybody thinks we suck, which is not true. We all know that.
Everyone thinks we suck.
Yeah,
and,
no.
You know, can't win any games. So we'll see.
Not even close, guys, down there in Foxborough.
Who is that?
Everybody thinks they suck. Well, nobody thinks you really suck. It's just that people may not think you're as good as you used to be.
I just like winning.
Just like winning. So then he puts up an Instagram yesterday afternoon. Tom Brady.
He did.
Do you want to play it?
Sure.
Okay.
Monday, January 14th. It's great to be working on a Monday. Great team win. We're on to Kansas City, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And trying to take my life away.
Okay, now Brady's Fitty. Not sitting there, like, editing the videos to make sure that he edits in many men. But somebody within his inner circle.
Or the profanity.
Okay, but somebody in his inner circle is doing that.
Swearing in there?
Somebody in the inner circle of Brady is doing that and putting that song in there.
Well, has 50 been around at all?
Yeah, it was a couple months ago.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he saw him and you remember that. Like, hey, let's throw 50 in there. Put it in there.
Yeah, nothing just to do with the lyrics.
Had nothing to do with the lyrics that many men wish death upon me.
Sure it does. Sure it does. Selective. It's, everything by this guy is calculated, Beetle. You know this.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily him that is telling someone, hey, make sure you put this in. But it's someone close to him that knows to do it, that has got a feel for how things are going.
It's got to get approved, right, before it gets posted?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, he does.
He's got people he trusts.
I think you had about 5 songs. Which one you like? Which one you want to go with? And he probably picked that one. Said, go ahead, edit it. Put it in. Let's go. Like it.
I think there's meaning behind all this little stupid stuff. And it is stupid. Let's not forget that in the big picture. This is all stupid. But anyway, he's in a place that I don't know that we've necessarily seen him lately.
He's in a good
place.
He's
there. Yeah. He's in a good place. Brady's mindset is got more of an edge than maybe we thought it did.
He and Coach slapping 5 post game, them chummy and smiley on the sidelines last couple games. This ain't last year.
Winning does that.
Yeah.
Winning.
Well, they won last year.
Yeah.
I mean, they were winning. Better record last year, right? We keep comparing this year to last year where you won 12 games. Like, oh my God, you only won 11 this year.
True.
Yeah.
All true. 617-779-0985. So who do you think it is that he's most upset with?
A person or?
In general.
The general vibe.
Do you think it's anybody local?
I think you're sure it's local. Hey, I told you this too. I mean, everybody says, well, they don't listen, they don't read. Of course they do. Of course they do. You got defenders now tweeting stuff out. You don't think these guys get treatment? What are you doing during your treatment? You listen. You listen to
Max Kellerman?
No, I don't say listen to Max.
Stephen A.
All you gotta do
Brady
is do
said
this.
Yesterday, we have TVs on from time to time.
All you do this. I mean, my God, did you watch Tom versus Time when he's getting treatment?
I think it's all the national guys.
He had you on. He had Maz on.
There's local TV shows on.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we're one of them.
But this is your gateway, man. Your
phone. Have we said? What have we said that would provide any sort of fuel?
I said the Chargers are going to win.
Oh, well.
I think that's adding fuel to Brady, but.
But that doesn't matter, though. You could say
what about
the guests
we've had on?
Win.
What about the guests we've had on in studio, like the Shaughnessys and the Burt Breers and guys like that? Maybe they've said something.
Bedard?
Maybe it wasn't you specifically. Yeah. Maybe it was them. Maybe it was Felger and Maz. Maybe
Maz
it was the nighttime shows.
Maz picked his running back to get hurt this week. I mean, you don't think that gets back to them? I got a text right away internally from someone. Like, really? Oh. We're predicting injury?
Oh.
We're going to predict an injury.
617-779-0985. Let's get your calls. I got a theory on Brady sort of being upset as he was. Because you know what, so?
They got family here. They hear it.
When he said, oh, everybody thinks we suck, I don't think he's really talking about the team, do you?
We suck? No, I think it's him, Edelman.
Yeah.
His guys.
No, we as in like
Gronk.
Me.
Me.
Like
Gronk.
I suck.
It's a cliff talk.
All I keep hearing about me falling off, I think he's talking about himself. I don't know that he's necessarily talking about the team.
How about the picture of him staring out of the glass at 9:45 a.m. I'm still here. You know, from the other day. Like,
right.
That's all about him.
Oh, I think it's about him.
It's about him.
It doesn't sound good when you say.
But you know what, guys?
Oh, everybody thinks I suck. Well, then now all of a sudden.
Circle the wagons.
You're scratching a personal itch. It's not about the team. That's not who Tom Brady likes to be.
It's like David Ortiz, though.
I think when he says everybody thinks we suck, he really means to say everybody thinks I suck.
Yeah.
Bleacher Report guy.
It's like, remember that May when, like, this is the end of David Ortiz. He might just get, you know, DFA'd or whatever. They may outright release him, then he goes on a tear. Get on his back. Get on his back, boys. It's like one of those moments.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
We're going to eat in Kansas City, buddy. Our Q39 barbecue's pretty good.
Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here we come. Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here we come. Patriots and the Chiefs.
They got some pretty little women there, and I'm going to get me one.
Corner. 617-779-0985.
Good job, Tom. That means he's listening to this. Which is kind of creepy.
Who?
Bob. So is it.
Oh.
Like, I knew that was the song, though, but, like, I heard it once. I'm like, I'm not listening anymore. It's not my deal. You know? What kind of music you like, Mike? You listen to music?
Yeah. No music at all.
Of course.
Okay. I like music.
You got a little Sarge in you, huh?
Let's see.
Did I call that one?
Yeah, you did. You called it.
I would say.
You're Sarge with hair.
Good?
No, but Sarge has hair now.
Sarge has hair now.
Oh, boy, DeStefano's hooked him up.
I'd say a big Who fan.
You're right at parties, Ellie. Huh?
Coming to Fenway.
Coming to Fenway. Big Who fan.
Yeah, fun with that.
Sorry.
Yep. Old guys, yep.
Yeah, I'm an old guy.
Yeah.
Classic rock.
How old are you?
41.
Nice. Okay. Makes me really old.
Are you going to try and get his whole life story over
who'd
the course
say,
of the show today?
Would you say he's younger, me or him?
I would say he's younger, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yep.
That's cool. Good with that.
617-779-0985. Dave's in Methuen today. Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Hey.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Great.
So I had a few things to say about Brady. Basically, when he was saying people think I suck. I think he was referring to when I retire, I'll suck. You know, I'll suck when I suck, I'll retire.
No, I think it's about this year.
I'm sorry.
It's about this year, down year.
I didn't catch that.
Well, I mean, The criticism is, what are you going to criticize him last year?
I don't even
after
get your
an
point,
MVP
Dave.
Season?
Dave, I really, what is your point? I don't get it.
He said after he retires.
No, so he was saying, so recently Brady said in an interview, he was saying, you know, people think we suck and, you know, we're going to have to see what happens. I think he's referring to, you know, he made a statement a while back saying, you know, when I suck, I'll quit. So he's saying that people think I suck, you know, because the people were saying that I'm going to retire soon, you know, that this is my last year.
No, Dave, there's like a long list of people who have said he sucks now. We've given you the names. Kellerman, Stephen A.
I'm just telling you, get ready
Bleacher
for it.
Report.
I saw Gotham
Nick
Chopra.
Wright.
Saw Gotham Chopra in the back of that fifth quarter, and he's still filming and running on his press conference, and something's coming. Get ready for it. They've chronicled this, the sucking. And it's gonna be it's almost like, I don't want to say it's like a setup. But, like, get ready for the revenge tour. Like, okay, I've sucked up to this point, found myself in a final game, had a hell of a divisional round game. Now it's balls to the walls. Like, this is what we play for. And then, here we go again.
Yeah, but the fact that that's even a question tells you that things are a little different these days.
Yeah.
Right?
I think he's quite aware of his surroundings and what's being said.
When have we ever gotten to this and been like, oh, is Brady all in or not? When has that ever happened before, like, now? When has that ever happened? Dana's in Greenfield. Dana.
Hi.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good, Dana.
I just wanted to ask you guys if you think maybe some of the local sports shows and national sports shows saying that he's slowed down and not performing, Tom Brady, is like Scott just said, he's coming back. Let me show you. I think that's what it is. Love your show. Pure respect for you guys.
Thanks.
All right. Appreciate it.
I think that motivates anybody.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But he's telling us it's about the team. Right?
Well, you can't in that sport go individual, right?
Well, you can if you want to. He just doesn't want to.
Right. He's smarter than that. Like, what he's doing is individual. I mean, he's filming his own stuff. It's Tom versus time. It's not the team versus time.
But
it's Tom versus time.
I will give him this, though. What's faced more criticism, Brady or the team?
Brady.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, this year, Brady.
I think a lot of people haven't believed in the team, but still think Brady's still got it.
I say defense is better than it was last year. Look at what you went to war with last year on defense.
It's played better.
I'll take this defense over last year's defense.
No, locally it's been poor Tom Brady. Yeah. Has no weapons, nothing to work with.
Thank
it's
you.
Not on
crap.
Tom Brady.
Thank you.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. You guys did it.
Thank
poor
you.
Poor Tom. I railed on you guys for doing the poor Tom Brady thing
three
months ago.
I know, I still believe in Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I still believe in TB12.
Right.
I still think he's got it. I think he hasn't played well this year, which he would have to admit himself. But I've never said Tom Brady sucks or Tom Brady's the reason why they're losing. I've never believed that. You haven't believed that.
Garoppolo.
I haven't heard very many people who do believe that out, you know, maybe in New England.
Should have kept Garoppolo.
The team has faced more criticism than Brady.
Yep.
So, in a way, that comment does make a little bit of sense. And here's the other part of it. Why was the team so good on Sunday? Big part of it was Tom Brady. Agree or disagree?
It was a massive part of it.
Can we say part of the storyline's changed because they haven't played a road game in a calendar month?
Yes, absolutely.
They're feeling good about
that. That was the big story all year, was the road. They were 3-5 on the road.
Yeah, they haven't been very good against them.
They've been terrible on the road.
You expect them to be good this weekend on the road?
I do.
Based on what? They played a good game at home last week?
Based on how you're feeling right now.
Oh, feel.
No.
It's based on feel.
No, I do. Like, you got a run game. You do now. You're going into, like I said, going into this game, it's like everything's off the table. It doesn't matter how you played them, what you did, what the trends are, whether they're staying out east, whether they flew back home. Everything's off the table. You're a different team now. It's the playoffs.
Scott in Weymouth has something on the weather for this weekend. Scott.
What's up? 1 second. I'm getting you off speaker. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
What's up? Boom.
Hi. Boom.
Here we go. I won't push that too far. All right, a couple quick points, guys. I'm going to comment on the line and then the game real quick, in and out in 40 seconds. Zoe, you're wrong, actually, the day I listened to the playback of our call. You said if the weather gets colder, that'll adjust the line. And you're wrong, and I'll tell you why. The line is not a prediction of the outcome. It's, sadly, I know this because I've been gambling my whole life, hence why I'm broke. But the line is a number Vegas puts out, or Bovada, whoever. All they want is equal action on both sides.
Right.
So the line is
they're trying to beat you. I understand it.
Okay, public perception is all they want. They want $20 million on both sides.
Okay.
And they make $2 million easily. Okay, I'm very very, very confident, that line, though. I will walk to Albuquerque, New Mexico, if it doesn't come down to 1.5 or 2 by kickoff. I will walk to Albuquerque. Okay. Very confident in the Pats, though, to win. Brady, let's get on point, right? Brady can sense it. And you know what? It's cool. He's getting pushed a little bit. People are starting to question him. And he's showing what's up. I will leave you guys with this. I think they're going to win easily at KC, and I don't care who they play in the Super Bowl. I think they're going to roll both games. You're looking at Super Bowl champions.
Bob, let's just get past this one first.
Why? What do you mean? You disagree?
Well, we're going to have 2 weeks to get ready for that one.
Hello?
Yeah, Boom. Scott.
Boom.
Okay. Goodbye.
Let's do this one. Team with the red helmet.
Yeah, red helmet. Do they wear a small one like that?
That's for the they have little guys that run around. That's for the monkeys that are gonna ride the dogs at halftime. It's gonna be really cold out, so I'm gonna keep the monkey's head warm.
I will say this though: as we talk about Brady's sort of attitude towards everything that's being said, this goes for the entire team. The entire team is very much aware of what's being said out there. They're trying to build the nobody believes in us, nobody thinks we can win, everybody thinks that we stink. They're trying to build that. They are trying. Trey Flowers said something yesterday, too, that I saw.
It's everything. It's like Edelman. Like, you know, we'll be the bad guy. You want a bad guy? We'll be the bad guy.
What does that mean? You're the bad guy. I don't even get it.
I don't know.
What does that mean? What does that mean you're the bad guy?
The bad guy that nobody wants to see, right? Say hello to the bad guy.
And it's good. This is what the good teams do.
I should take a picture.
This is what good Patriot teams have done. They manufacture everyone's out to get us. The us against the world mentality. It's great. It works. It's what these guys use to their advantage. So I like it. Give me a break.
It's the picture of the United States, and it's sanctioned by state. Who are you rooting for in this game? It's all red. It's all Kansas City, except the New England states, all blue. Hey, who are you rooting for? Kansas City. Everybody wants Kansas City. The bad guy. Nobody wants to see the bad guy in it. That's what he's talking about. Come on, man. Oh, that's simple.
Bad guy. Paulette is up next. Paulette.
Yes.
Yes.
I think you misinterpreted trying to psychoanalyze Brady. Let's face it, the whole country hates the Patriots.
Do you hate them?
But that's something you could have said for the last decade.
Not that long, but after the fifth Super Bowl.
Oh, my God, Paulette. If they get in it again.
I think
it
started long before that. I think right around the Spygate time was really when the hate ramped up.
In your face here.
That was a decade ago. That was actually, what, 11 years ago?
07, yeah.
11 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Paula.
And I would say the Patriots hate's been out there for a very long time, and it's not often you get Tom Brady walking off the field saying, I know everybody thinks we suck. Have we had that before? Have we experienced that many times in the last decade?
We were in we were already getting ready for fifth quarter down underneath, doing a sign-off there.
And psychoanalyzing.
Kind of gets back to us, and we're like, whoa, when did he say that? You got it? And they replayed it over for us for Channel 4. And like, wow, pretty surprised by that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your time. You're always there. It's a team that's always in the playoffs.
Part of it, too, is Brady remembers the motivation from those years from Rodney Harrison. Nobody else was on the team back then.
Rodney had to
be the
left.
Guy. He has to be the guy to step up and be the leader of the hate.
Yes.
And be the leader of the underdog role.
You know who's a perfect guy for it, too? Edelman.
Edelman takes the bait.
Oh, Edelman. I mean, because
especially if Brady says it first, absolutely okay. Edelman goes and runs with it.
But just so. Edelman's life story, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Being
Chip.
Just undersized guy, was a quarterback in college, gets drafted and turned into a receiver, and everyone looks at that like, God, what is this? Yeah. What is this project?
I got my own brand. Nobody buys mine. Everybody buys Brady's. Yeah.
That's a guy who exists with a chip on his shoulder.
When did he do that?
It's the only way that he is as successful as he is.
You know when he did it? He was still in the locker room when he was talking about that. You want the bad guy? We'll be the bad guy.
Yeah, okay? Wait,
that's post-game.
Who called you the bad guy?
That's a half hour after the game. I'll stand here and talk to you. You want a bad guy? You want me to go on with you, Dion?
It's psycho.
I'll go on Prime. Yeah.
Total psycho type of move.
I got it. I'll take the bait.
I'm the bad guy. I'll be the bad. What? Wait. Who said we need
like,
a bad guy?
It's like Brady's that big bulldog guy, you know, in the cartoon, the little trippy dog. Hey, buddy. Hey, Skip. Hey, pal. Hey, pal.
He's perfect for a lot of reasons.
Edelman, go get him. Sick him on him. Yeah.
Perfect for a lot of reasons
love it.
In this regard.
Love it.
It's your workday made.
tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why not a
Zolak and Bertrand?
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gostkowski from the 18-yard line with a 28-yard attempt for the win. Tied at 40. Allen, right knee down. Ryan turns toward Gostkowski, now to Cardona. The snap in play. Swing the right leg. Kick left into the uprights. Right down the middle. A game winner for Gostkowski. And the Patriots prevail. 43-40.
It's the great John Sterling once said, raise your glass. Man, do I need one. What a night. What a night by the kicker, too. I mean, perfect ending for it. Gostkowski's been nils tonight. He put the game in his hands. And you made plays when you had to. Your big-time player stepped up.
And these teams may very well meet again.
Bob Sosi called it. He called it, Sos. So.
We knew it.
These two teams.
And these teams may very well meet again.
Very well meet again.
You call games and good team, bad team. Good team, bad team. Good team. Ooh, this team's good. Might see him down the road. Probably would. Thought either them or Pittsburgh.
At their place.
That's easy.
Go the Patriots this week.
I think we signed off the Pittsburgh game, not knowing the outcome of Pittsburgh season, obviously. Yet.
That's a good question. Did Bob say that at the end of the Pittsburgh game?
Like to have another
these
crack
two
at these
teams
guys.
Yeah. May well see. Well, how did he put it again? Play it again, Jim. Play it again.
Jim, play it again.
These two teams. Now he's mad at me.
No, I don't know what I'm playing again. I was talking to the people at NBC Sports Boss. They want to move the helmets. The helmets, they can't see them very well.
Because
they're so tiny. See the shelf behind you guys? Put them right on the shelf.
They're so tiny. Well, put them on the shelf. You can put them back there.
Yeah, they made a good suggestion. Put them
right
underneath the 98.5
logo. They'll fit.
Yeah.
So what would you like to hear again? Sorry.
Sosi. They on the two teams.
Anything else you want to move? You got a tumbler?
No, they're only telling you to move them so everyone can see them. So everyone can appreciate your mini helmets.
Thanks, Mike. Big ones are coming in tomorrow.
They like the helmets. They like them.
Zoe's got some big ones coming. All
right. And these teams may very well meet again.
Road team on the left, home team on the right. There you go. Protocol. There it is. Can you see them now?
Not really. Small TV.
I'm looking on the monitor. Can you even?
What we should do is put them on stands, like between us and the camera. So
they look so funny.
You put one in my pocket.
I told them if they win, the Super Bowl matchup would be the mini helmets.
The
like
pocket
Tom
pros. The pocket pro helmets. The ones that you can fit on the top of your antenna on your car.
Yeah, you people. Big ones are coming in tomorrow.
All right. 617-779-0985.
There they are.
We're trying to pace ourselves on the week, but Zoe wants to get it all out today.
Oh, me? I was quite last.
Want to get it all out.
Jim, what I do?
Zoe's ready to do game predictions. He's ready to do everything. You are ready.
Go to Mr. Sid after this. Start getting clothes.
Oh, he's going to get a new outfit for the week. He's ready to go.
Whew, I'm just glad Kansas City redid their press box. We don't have the ability to open the windows.
Yeah.
Which makes it very difficult to call the game. It's like calling it from a closet. Because you don't get the feel of the crowd.
They can put the crowd noise in your headset.
They do, but it's not. I don't know how to explain it to you. It's not the same.
I think you'll be just
fine.
No,
you guys are yelling at a window the entire game.
And it
The sound bouncing back is a weird thing.
He said it sounds great. But in my head, it doesn't sound great.
I mean, we just played the Sosi sounded great.
Dennis is...
I'll go back to 2014. I'll go back to that and find
highlights. Sorry.
Dennis said it sounds perfect.
When was the last time you were there? 2014?
14. Not a good night.
Jim remembers it as sounding good, so you'll sound great. All right?
I'm not worried about that.
All of New England is counting on you.
Oh, don't worry about me.
Everybody in the Patriots Radio Network is counting on you guys. Nice. All right?
Love to be counted on.
So just get it together.
They all say we suck. It's okay.
A heavy set right for the Chiefs. Hand off to Charles. Runs it up the middle. Dives to the goal line. Hits the deck inside the one. And he breaks the plane. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Sounds good to me.
Good job, Dennis.
Nice.
Expert.
So the game will sound great right here on 98.
Sure will.
Sports Hub.
Home of the
Smith takes the step, drops back two steps, looks to the right. He throws it for Charles. He's all by his lonesome. A dive to the end zone. He's got a hat trick.
Alex Smith.
Touchdown Kansas City for the third time tonight for Jamal Charles.
It's going to be a fun plane ride. No chance. Zero. Nada.
Nada. None.
Sorry.
Zero.
Me, no, no up chance. Oh, yeah. Great. Can't make any noise on a plane now.
Two receivers right, trips left empty, set for man rush. Brady guns it down the middle, picked off. Return to the 30, to the 25-20, across the 15-10. Abdullah has a pick six into the end zone, sliding on his knees. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Place is loud. It's going to be rocking.
He's so
then Garoppolo came in.
And then Jimmy G came in. Played well. Played well. They saw something that night in Jimmy G. Temperature, with it being so cold, Zoda, aren't you a little bit happy that the windows don't open?
Very happy.
A little bit?
Yeah.
You should be. Richard is in Tucson, Arizona today. Richard.
Hello, guys. Great show.
What's up,
really
dude?
Enjoyed the conversation.
What's going on?
I'm on to Kansas. By the way, we have a lot of Patriot fans out here. We love the team. So you're not hated everywhere in the U.S., believe me. Hey, guys, it's going to be so cold to Kansas City. Mahomes is going to have to run just to stay warm. I mean, this is going to be quite a game. 5 degrees maybe at game time. All on both sides of the field are cold. What do you guys think?
I don't think it's good for either team. You call it a great equalizer? Maybe. Sure.
I mean, it
doesn't mean the quality of football is going to be great.
Titans game up.
Can I ask a logistics question?
Sure.
Do they bring their own heaters?
No.
So the visiting team has to provide all that stuff?
Correct.
Do they have to provide it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's identical. Whatever the home team had, it's like the phones. Whatever they have, you have. Like, we're down in Miami. I remember the Miami games. They provide those massive misters. Not a mister like the band, but, you know, those big fans with the cool mist spray.
Cool zone?
Yeah, you'll see it like some nice outdoor malls in Arizona or Florida.
They have those at the amusement parks.
Love those.
Cool off.
Oh, I just stand there and just get soaked. Or you just stand under that log jammer ride and just right over. Have that at Kenobi.
Yes.
I used to work with a guy called a Kenobi Lake. Yep. Canobie Lake Park.
Wally in Dorchester. Hi, Wally.
Hey, Wall.
Gentlemen, how you doing today?
Good.
Listen, like Uncle Philly said on The Sopranos, let me tell you one of three things. Beetle, I respectfully disagree with them manufacturing any kind of a hate thing to go forward. I think it's more or less a national thing. I think, you got Stephen A., you got Rob Parker, you got all the Kellerman. And even Ryan Clark, yes, the whole thing is against the Patriots. And don't tell me that Brady doesn't watch this stuff. And if it infuriates fans like me and other fans, I can only imagine what it's doing to him.
I really, he invests a lot of his time in his second venture, which is obviously TB12. He's working out. He watches a ton of film. Do you know how many people he has around him? Like just the underlings that absorb all this stuff? That eventually get the message to him. I actually don't think he sits there and dwells on it. Like, I think they say, hey, Tom, turn on the radio. This is good for the shoot here. Like, Chopra's in his kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, what looks good here? What should I do? Make pancakes? Or should I be making the, one of the protein shakes?
Wally, I don't disagree with you, Wally. You know? I don't disagree with what you're saying. I actually think you're right. I mentioned all this.
He hears it.
These national guys are the ones that are saying that Brady's...
It's the Rob Parkers, the ones that have been beating this for 3 years.
Those guys have all said that. I think that's where it's coming from.
That's what I was going to say about your 2 o'clock show. You should change the name from Felger and Mass to Robin Parker. Oh. I mean, those guys are ridiculous.
All right, Wally. I would just say that you can't say everyone thinks you suck when you're a favorite. Favored by 4 points in that game. Nobody thinks we can win the game. That's not true. That's not true.
That comment wasn't
correct.
No,
Vegas needed the Patriots to win. 65% of the money was coming in on the Chargers.
Yeah. Nobody.
But it was pretty close.
That comment was not directed to that game.
Only a third of the people out there thought we could win.
Thought we could win a home playoff game.
That's on nobody. You're still a four-point favorite.
Still a four-point favorite.
That line didn't move very much. 65% of the money coming in on
Scott, the caller, says he's a degenerate gambler, and it's not about the line. It's about generating money on both sides. You want that equal betting.
Well, he's right about that.
He is right. He's completely right. But I don't think that comment right there was directed about the Charger game. I think it was about everything about the season and where we're at right now. None of you gave us a chance or are giving us a chance. Let's go.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there.
You got three little ones.
I like how you can go to Kansas City this weekend. You call everybody Chief.
What's up, Chief? Go Chiefs. Tato.
Hey, Chief. What's up, Chief?
You ever fired a song up for your kids at home? I know you. They don't need a lot of egging on to get fired up.
I don't think we fired this one up for them.
Jim, your daughter, you've been to the kids' dances at school?
Oh, yeah. They go nuts for this song.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, Cotton Eye Joe, they do go nuts for.
This one?
The Cupid Shuffle.
Electric Slide. Like, those are like top four. Just, you got little ones, turn this on, they go crazy.
All right. 617-779-0985. When are you naming the Nick?
We're going to do 11. When's I tease it for 11. Out? Jim, what do you want to do? I mean, we really don't.
How about we do it at like 10:59?
Oh, we'll do it at 10. We'll do it in 2 minutes.
Do you need time?
No, we're ready to go.
Okay.
It's easy.
Got two new interns. Peter in New Hampshire, though, wants to talk about the disrespect the Patriots are getting now.
What's up, Peter?
Hey, what's up, boys? I'm like irrationally angry at both of you this morning for just not understanding where Brady was coming from. You have Rob Parker ranking the Patriots eighth out of eight teams left in the playoffs. Brady being ranked the fifth best quarterback.
That was Stephen A.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then I assume you guys follow Freezing Cold Takes on Twitter.
You listen. Hold on. You listen to our show a lot, obviously, right?
I do.
We really put a lot of stock into what those three idiots say.
No, but we've acknowledged all of this today, yeah. So I'm curious to know why you're mad at us.
Yeah.
Because it seems like you're almost saying like he's manufacturing this.
The team is.
That, you know, what's that?
The team is a little bit. Brady's...
I disagree. I think they're on social media, right? They see Freezing Cold Takes had a field day.
What the hell is Freezing Cold Takes?
It's the Twitter account where when people give an opinion and that is later like wrong, they blow you up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not a hot take. I got you.
He had a field day after that game, and not just with, national media, but also with local media. I mean, you had Felger, you had guys on the other station picking against the Patriots saying
they
were trash.
Why does it mean going into the game?
I said that the Chargers were the second best team in the AFC going into the game.
I agree. They were a darn good team. I have to say, I'm not gonna sit here and say that I thought they were gonna blow, the Patriots were gonna blow them out.
Do you think do you think anybody's predictions look good after that game?
Other than, that crazy guy you guys had on that was yelling at Zoe during the game? No, probably not.
I picked the Patriots to win and I feel like an idiot too. But I'm willing to admit it.
I understand, but I do understand where the motivation's coming from, and I also think it's a team thing. It's not just Brady.
What's wrong with generating some disrespect?
I think it's great that they're doing it, Peter.
Your job as a coach or a leader is to rally somebody around something. Imagine real quick here. Hold on. Imagine how I don't want to say boring, but imagine how it's been for like a guy like Devin McCourty. This is eighth straight AFC title game. Like, you gotta do something different. It's like same old hat, same old stuff. Let's do something different. Not done. Okay, we got rid of that. Everything we got.
I love it. I mean,
we got.
I know I make fun of the fact that nobody thought we could win a game. Well, wait, somebody did. Plenty of people picked you. Yes, plenty of people picked the Chargers, too.
All our heads spun around.
It's a playoff game against a good team.
Everybody's head spun around like The Exorcist when he said that. Like, whoa, where'd that come from?
That's not normal, but I think that Brady is mad about what all these national guys are saying. And they've been ridiculous. Stephen A. putting him last among the playoff quarterbacks. Foolish. That was foolish to do that.
Well, you have an agenda.
Even if Brady went out and didn't win the game, that would have been foolish.
Yeah. That didn't make Tom Brady play better.
So then what is he talking about then when he says everybody thinks, we suck, which I think he's trying to say everybody thinks I suck.
That's what a leader does.
Right? But we railed on that stupid Bleacher Report story last week, which was stupid. Where's that guy today? Tanner, whatever his name is.
What happened Sunday?
What happened? He defied that he was old. What happened in that in that game? That guy is stuck. I don't know where you go now if you're him.
Right. Can we name the intern now? It's 10:59.
Yeah, what do you want?
Okay. So NBC Sports Boston can pull him up. Thought long and hard about this. You ever see the movie Road Trip?
Yeah.
With Stifler's mom's, Stifler's in there. And I'm when they go down to the black fraternity in Atlanta.
That was a Tom Green movie. Yeah, yeah, I definitely saw this movie when it came out.
Kyle with the Atari shirt on. Tall, skinny kid. Remember the French toast? His French toast wasn't warm enough. Sent the French toast back at the diner. Cook in the back warmed it up for him.
Oh, my God, I see it. Oh, my God, so that's a good one.
Welcome to the show, Kyle.
Kyle.
I'll bring you some French toast in tomorrow, and I'll warm it up for you.
What? That is so obscure, but it's so spot on.
Chauncey's like, hi, Kyle. Hey, Chauncey, nice to meet you.
With the Atari shirt. Oh, we got to get him that shirt. We got to get him that shirt.
I'm going to Spencer's today.
We need to get that shirt for him.
At Spencer's, right? Yeah.
That or Hot Topic.
Thanks, Mike.
I thought, where is
Sarge? Voice of God. Wait, Sarge.
He's Sarge. Who? What?
Yeah. Check that. Get that, Hot Topic. No charge from the Sarge.
Zoe's got too many things to look at today between Mike O'Brien being here, the new intern being here, the mini helmets not working out maybe the way that he wanted them to. He's got too many distractions today.
It's a good day, though.